Hello everyone, this is episode 419 of Japan Top 10. Today we have our February countdown. Happy Chinese Lunar New Year! I'm your host Christine, and with me today...
It's me, Kirby!
We have some great songs in store for you, so without further ado, let's get into it. Japan Top 10!
Want to join our team? We currently have an opening for an audio editor, content distributor, and we are urgently looking for someone to fill this position. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for more details. And to start the countdown, going down three spots to number 10, we have Gifted by BE:FIRST.
Number 10.
BE:FIRST is a 7-member Japanese dance and vocal group formed in 2021. They released a pre-debut song, Shining One, on August 16, 2021.
The song we just listened to, Gifted, was released on November 3rd as the group's official debut single. The title Gifted conveys the message that everyone is born gifted in some way, and so are the band members.
This is a relatively new band, so they don't have much songs yet. I think they only have one single and I think two pre-debut single. So I was thinking maybe they would release something new this year. I don't have a handle on their style yet, but I think I know where they're going.
Yeah, I've actually not heard of this band before today. And so honestly, I think they, even though they're relatively new since they're a dance and vocal group, I think we can expect some upbeat songs with choreographed performance in the future. And at number 9, we have a newly ranked song, Zankyo Sanka by Aimee.
Number 9.
Zankyo Sanka is the 19th single by the singer Aimee and is the opening theme to Demon Slayer's Entertainment District Arc anime. Aimee's name comes from the verb aimer in French, which means to love, and she uses the name Aimee Rhythm for her lyric credits.
Among others, she has also performed the theme songs of Fate Stay Night, Vinland Saga, and Natsume's Book of Friends. Zankyo Sanka became her first song to reach the top of the Japan Hot 100 chart, selling over 87,000 downloads in its first week.
Yeah, I actually really love the rhythm of this song, the melody of it. I think the music arrangements are great. And I don't know if you've seen this anime yet, Kirby, but it really fits in with the theme of this anime really well.
I already saw the first season of Kimetsu no Yaiba. It's really cool. I had to watch the succeeding shows.
Oh, okay.
But regarding this song, it has the shonen-like lyrics that you would expect from a very action-adventure shonen fantasy anime.
Yeah, for sure.
I just found it contrasting with Emma's voice. It's very soft, but the lyrics are very hard. It's quite different from like other shonen songs like from Jam Project, for example, where they really built out the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, the song really came as a surprise for me because the songs that I listened to from M.A. before, they were all more like ballads. So they were a lot slower and, you know, the melody is a lot more calming. And when, so which is why, you know, when I heard this song from the trailer of Demon Slayer or Kimetsu no Yaiba, I was really shocked that Emma is singing such a fast-paced song, and also how the lyrics are super, well, I mean, the lyrics really fits in with the entire anime really well, but this song was a pleasant surprise for me coming from Emma.
Next up, moving down 5 spots to number 8, we have Nandemonaiyo, or Nothing, from Macaroni and Pitsu.
Number 8. には何もないな毎日舞うよもう取っておきのセリフも特別な用紙も君がくれたのは愛やしあわせじゃない飛び切りの普通とそこに似合う笑顔だ僕でよかったかいこんな僕でよかったのかい なんて聞いたりしないよだって君が良かったんだそんな僕の予感なんだ体は関係ないほどの心の関係言葉が邪魔になるほどの心の関係会いたいとかねそばにいたいとかね守りたいとかそうなんじゃなくてただ僕より死なないでほしいそうなんでもなくてああやめときゃよかったななんでもないよなんでもないよ
の本気で怒った顔も呑気に眠る顔もきっとこの先一番映していくこの前君の大きい笑い声をきっと誰よりもたくさん聞けるのは僕のこの耳体は関係ないほどの心の関係言葉が邪魔になるほどの心の関係会いたいとかね、そばにいたいとかね、 僕より先に死なないでほしいそうなんでもなくてああよしときゃよかったか
Macaroni and Pitsu is a 4-member Japanese rock band formed in 2012. Nothing is a love ballad where you can feel happiness and satisfaction with love.
In terms of the melody, the song features an arrangement that is quite simple, and the song moved up to number 1 on the Billboard charts in the week of December 9th with over 8 million weekly streams.
For me, this is a fine love song, It's a nice expression of like the person like wanting to show this person how important the person is to him or her. And watching the music video is kind of interesting, like the astronaut looking for a way home or something.
Yeah, I think the way that they chose to express this in their music video and of course also in their song is fairly interesting. And I mean, we are at February, so Valentine's Day is coming up, so this definitely fits in with the theme as well. And at number 7, we have a newly ranked song, Chopstick by Nizu.
Number 7.
Chopstick is a song by the Japanese girl group Nizu, and it is the title track of their first full-length studio album, You. Nizu is a Japanese girl group formed by the South Korean entertainment agency JYP Entertainment and Sony Music Entertainment Japan, and the girl group composes of 9 members.
On January 29, 2019, JYP Entertainment announced their plans of creating a Japanese girl group. Auditions for this new girl group took place in 8 Japanese cities and also Hawaii and Los Angeles. For females aged between 15 and 22 years old, Nizu was formed through Nitsi Project, featuring 20 contestants. 2 seasons later, Nizu was created.
Honestly, when I first heard of Nizu, just because their music and music video comes off as very much like a packaged or produced South Korean girl group, I didn't realize that this girl group was actually Japanese until a lot later on.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking, the first time I saw it, yeah, I thought it was like one of those K-pop groups.
Yeah, right?
And because most of the K-pop groups that are popular in South Korea also have their Japanese
their Japanese debut. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they have Japanese debut songs with Japanese versions of their songs. So I thought this is a South Korean group. But technically, this is a South Korean produced.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually exactly what I thought. Just because, yeah, I know that South Korean K-pop groups usually have Japanese debuts. So this is what I thought it was, but apparently not. But I mean, yes, they're still produced. Well, I guess they're co-produced by JYP Entertainment and also Sony Music Entertainment Japan. But yeah, I didn't realize that this girl group was Japanese at all at first, actually.
Regarding the song, I like the lyrics, especially when it says you have to be a pair to work, like shoes, wings, mm-hmm. and chopsticks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it also has the catchy chorus, but it doesn't ring to me much, but it's ringing in my head, but it's not that catchy, but it's ringing in my head, so I think it's effective.
I know what you mean.
As for the music video, it's what you would expect for a K-pop music video, but I'm not a fan of the crazy camera movements, but I guess that's how it is.
I mean, honestly, this song just gets randomly stuck in your head. Like, I wouldn't realize I was humming the chorus of the song until I actually was. So, I think, you know, in terms of the production of this music, it is successful and that it definitely stays with you.
Maybe I'll listen to their other songs. I like their previous songs. Speaking of marketing, do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, reaching up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis, with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Or if you are an indie Japanese music artist and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. That will be haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And we have another new song at number 6. It's Anarchy by Official Hige Dandism.
Number 6.
Karen.
Official Hige Dandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara, Daisuke Ozasa, Makoto Narazaki, and Masaki Matsura. This will be the theme song for the third Confidence Man film, The Confidence Man JP Episode of the Hero. Official Hige Dandism originally performed the theme song for the Confidence Man JP drama series and has contributed to the theme song for each previous movie.
The band members stated that they're very honored to be performing this theme song for Confidence Man JP's newest film, especially having worked on all of the other films in the past, and they're thrilled to imagine that this song will be played in the movie theater.
For those who don't know, The Confidence Man JP was an action-adventure comedy TV series in 2018. It was about three swindlers or con artists that take money from evil rich people, much like Robin Hood. And it has two movies, and the third one was just released this January, and I guess I'll need to see those movies.
Maybe I just don't know the English title for it, but this is the first time that I'm hearing of The Confidence Man JP, but clearly I need to watch more Japanese movies. But it sounds like the plot sounds pretty interesting, taking from.
I saw the trailer on YouTube last night.
Oh yeah?
It was interesting, and seeing how the movie goes, it's like a comedy action adventure.
Oh, I think movies from that genre are generally interesting. I wonder if they'll show it outside of Japan.
I hope so too. I haven't watched a movie in a theater since the pandemic, so
same. I feel you on that.
Maybe on Netflix they will show that, because in Netflix they have lots of Japanese movies too.
Yeah, hopefully they'll come to Netflix eventually. Moving on, at number 5, at the same place as it was last time, we have Akeboshi by Lisa.
Number 5.
Negai no akari
Akeboshi, or Morning Star, is the first opening theme song for the anime Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Mugen Train arc. The song is written and composed by Yuki Kazuura, and it starts with strings in the intro, and the entire song gives off this atmosphere of fantasy and a melancholic and mysterious mood. The melody is reminiscent of Eme's song I Beg You, which is actually also composed by Kazuura.
The music video shows Lisa performing the song in a railroad tunnel illuminated by lanterns and on a lawn surrounded by flames at night, mixing with images of liquids called Alive Painting created by painter Akiko Nakayama. Lisa describes Akeboshi as a song of entrusted thoughts, hopes, and curses.
Up until the anime Mugen Train arc, Lisa has performed for Kimetsu no Yaiba's first season's anime and also the movie, and then this Mugen Train arc, which is actually adapted from the movie, the Mugen Train arc.
So if I haven't seen the movie, I could just watch the Mugen Train arc?
Yes, or you could just watch the movie, which is an hour and I want to say it's a little under 2 hours. But of course, you can also just watch the anime, the Mugen Train arc, because it has some original scenes in there that's not in the movie. This would be Lisa's third time performing for Kimetsu no Yaiba franchise, because she sang the opening and ending theme for Kimetsu no Yaiba's first season, and then the movie, and now this Mugen Train arc, before she handed off the bat to Eme. And actually, this the song that we talked about earlier at number 9, Zankyo Sanka, is from the same anime series.
Ah, I see. So, okay. But the other one is the entertainment arc, so it's a different entertainment district arc.
Yeah, the entertainment district arc comes after the Mugen Train arc. But essentially, the movie, the Kimetsu no Yaiba's movie, and also this Mugen Train arc anime that is where Akeboshi is the opening theme, they are, the content is essentially the same, but they just made it into an anime as well.
Ah, okay. Maybe I'll just watch the Mugen Train Arc series to have more information.
Yeah, I mean, I think this song also, the song also fits Lisa pretty well, especially with her typical genre of songs. The song, I think the song is also super rich with emotions and it's powerful in a way that I think Lisa delivers best.
Listening to the song and reading the lyrics, I really see the connection between the song and Kimetsu no Yaiba being like moving, pushing forward and being hopeful, you know, like since it's a shonen anime.
Yeah, I mean, I think the song is definitely full of this kind of emotions and it links really well with the work that this song is the opening theme for.
Next up, going down two spots to number four, it's Kimi ni Muchu, or I'm Crazy About You, from Utada Hikaru.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number 4. に見えるあの人も疲れて帰るよ才能には複作用エゴには影がつきまとう驚くのドア閉まる靴とよろいを脱ぎ捨てる心先はプライベート心の尊徳を考える余裕のある自分影になります今どこにいるすぐそこに行くよ Oh baby baby you you you
が付くと止められなくなる普段からおとなしくて嘘が下手そうなやつあるある嘘じゃないことなど一つでもあればそれで十分とのオリジナル 思い出させてよ Oh baby baby
Oh, baby, baby, you, 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 oh, 人生狂わす
Kimi ni Muchu is the opening theme song for the TBS drama series Sayai, a suspense love story directed by Tsukahara Ayuko. Utada Hikaru is a Japanese-American singer-songwriter and producer. Born in the United States to Japanese parents, her father Utada Teruzane being a record producer, and her mother Keiko Fuji, an enka singer. Utada Hikaru began to write music and lyrics at an early age and often traveled to Tokyo as a result of her father's job.
Utada holds a significant place in J-pop as she embodies the ever-changing J-pop genre. Her songs have experimented with R&B, soulful ballads, dance pop, and standard pop songs. And honestly, when Kimi ni Muchu came out, I couldn't stop listening to it. Even just the first 10 seconds has such an Utada Hikaru flavor to it. And I think there's just something about the song that says Utada Hikaru produced this song, and yeah, I personally really like it.
Maybe it's because of her electronic music brand, like she does the songs usually electronic and R&B and all those her style.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely embodies her style.
Yeah, I mean, also, the lyrics are on brand to her, especially like the love-hate relationship, or like she doesn't like this person in this character, but she's crazy about this person. So I think it really shows her creative side in the song, because the song is moderate length, but the lyrics are really short.
Right.
And it just has small bursts of phrases like I'm crazy about you or something. It's a simple song, but she makes it like creative and, you know, complex.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, I mean, obviously from other songs by Utada Hikaru, you can tell that she can write complex lyrics, but this is just not one of them. And I think it works really well with the song, especially given the theme. It's like she's just repeating Kimi ni Muchu over and over again. And yeah, I really like her musical arrangements, and of course her voice is just, I can listen to her all day basically.
It's like one of those like advertisements, you know, like you're in the shower and you're just thinking of a phrase that you're humming to, and then you come up with a new song.
Yeah. I think Utada Hikaru often gives me that vibe when I hear her song. Up next at number 3, we have another new song, Ichizu by King Nu.
Number 3.
Come on.
is a Japanese band formed in 2013, and the band consists of Daiki Tsuneta, who is the vocalist, singer-songwriter, and guitarist, Satoru Iguchi, who is the vocalist and keyboardist, and Kazuki Arai, who is the bassist, and Yu Seki, who is the drummer. Ichizu is the fourth single by King Nu, and it was released on December 29th, 2021.
The song will be used as a theme song for the anime movie Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
Honestly, this song with the intro electric guitar already has my attention. And then personally, I think I listened to this song relatively soon after it was released because I did see the trailer for Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. And even from that 20-second clip, I already know that I would like this song.
I wish we can see the movie. I hope it'll be shown somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I like Jujutsu Kaisen. I mean, it's a good entertaining anime for me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm located in Canada, and I believe it's coming to our theater in March. I think it's something like March 18th. If I get it wrong, please just check out either Crunchyroll's blog or something. But if I remembered correctly, I think in the United States and Canada, it is coming out in March. So I'm excited. This is definitely a movie that I want to see in the theaters. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon Star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our website at jtop10.jp/club.
And now, going down one spot to number two, we have Hato, or Heart, from Aimeon.
Number two.
こと近くにいればいるほど、なんだか胸が痛い。眠たい夜に眠れないこと、予測できない帰りを待ってる私がいる。 なる度期待すること、近くにいればいつか待ってる。やわい時間、見過ぎた理想と笑われたこと、私の墨で小さく高鳴ってる未来がなく。
私は新たに認めて欲しいから、誰にも負けないような温もりであなたのこと抱きしめて、あげられる。自慢できるほどの恋はしたことがないけど、私は新たに
負けないようなぬくもりであなたのことを温めてあげられる。自信のある恋ばかりじゃないけれど私のこの目に嘘がないことを分かってほしい。きっとこれは恋の始まり、ああきっとこれが恋の始まり。
A Myeon was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer. Not just a singer, she also wrote the lyrics for the song Time Goes By from the third single of the boy group Johnny's West, released on February 4, 2015.
Heart is A Myeon's 12th single, released on November 24, 2021.
I like this song. It's such a lovely song. I think the person that has a loved one like in this song would be very happy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I first heard of A Myeon, it was actually from a random YouTube recommendation. And at that time, she was performing her song, Kimi wa Roku o Kikanai. And I just remember thinking, wow, you know, this girl captured my attention with such a simple music arrangement in her voice. I've always just looked forward to A Myeon's new releases because I enjoy her music.
Well, I first heard of A Myeon in Japan Top 10. Actually, I wasn't a member of Japan Top 10 then. And then I heard A Myeon's song as being a top song. And then when I joined Japan Top 10, I keep hearing A Myeon's song in Japan Top 10 countdown.
Yeah, she is quite often ranked. Her songs, other than Hato, also the song that I just said, Kimi wa Roku o Kikanai, and also Marigold is also another one that I heard a lot, I think a couple of years ago.
Yeah, for me, it's Marigold. I like that song.
Yeah, it is a very lovely song indeed. I agree. And now at number one, we have a new song, Omokage, produced by Vondi and sung by Mile, Eme, and Ikura.
Number one.
Okay.
Omokage is a collaboration between three singers, Mile, Emer, and Ikura. You can watch a performance of this song on The First Take, which is a YouTube channel where different musicians perform songs in a single take. And up to now, the channel has had over 100 musicians and vocalists performing on it, including some really hot names and definitely names that we have heard of in this podcast and on different charts before, like Lisa, Deona, and Chico with Honeyworks.
Mile's major debut came in 2019 with the release of her EP Inside You, which was produced by Wanoki Rocks Toru. Ikuta Lilas, also known as Ikura, is a singer-songwriter and the vocalist for the hit music duo YOASOBI.
Emma is most recently known for performing the opening and ending theme song for the anime Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Entertainment District Art. And we actually introduced the opening song earlier because it ranked at number 9. Honestly, I have to say, when this song came out, it came completely as a surprise because up until I heard this song, I knew the singers individually and I actually liked their works separately. Like with Mile, Inside You, I really like that song. And obviously with YOASOBI and Eme, we always hear them on these top Japanese music charts. But I never would have imagined that someone would bring these three female singers together and create a song just for them to sing.
Sometimes, you know, we always get surprised with like major collaborations. And it's always entertaining to see like two of your favorite artists singing a song or being a guest in each other's singles or something.
Yeah, this is a pleasant surprise. I didn't expect this collaboration. And actually, The First Take is the YouTube channel that I talked about with Tassie and Lydia a while ago. And I follow this YouTube channel, so when it came out, I had to check twice because I'm like, what do you mean Mile, Eme, and Ikura sang together?
About The First Take, when I saw The First Take, the one that interests me was when the singers do like acoustic versions of their songs.
Yes.
The one I watched is from Yui. Also Lisa, when she sang the Gurenge song from Kimetsu no Yaiba, like in a piano acoustic, I think.
Yes.
And then sometimes they don't do acoustic, like the Asian Kung Fu Generation performed their song Solanin, but it's really like solemn, but it's not really acoustic all the way, but it really shows their skill. So I really appreciate this First Take. I'm not really interested in the branding of like it's like a one First Take, but I'm more interested in the creativity of the production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think I know what you mean because I mean, I know that it's in one take, but at the same time, it's also showing music in its most raw form. So which is why it's often, you know, either an acoustic version or you'll have just live band there with you performing the song together. So yeah, I really like the concept of The First Take. It's a YouTube channel that I recommend anyone follow if you're into Japanese music.
Also, they provide English captions for the lyrics, so that's good too.
That is true. That is very true. Good marketing.
And that's for the top 10 songs for this episode. We now go to our indie spotlight. For this episode, we have quite of an interesting song. It's titled Why Did She Dump Me in Shibuya from the band New Yeller.
Why did she dump me in Shibuya? Yeah, 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 yeah. Why did she dump me in Shibuya? Yeah, yeah. We went hiking on Mount Fuji, up the Tsubashiri Trail. Oh yeah, she was a ballet dancer with a PhD from Yale. Sushi on the Shinkansen. We both love that bullet train. But now I'm sitting here in Tokyo
Shinomiya. But then I found Mount Koyosan. Did she hate the pickled squid guts that we ate in Tsukiji? Or was it my fanny pack? I just wish I could go back. Was it her or me? Why did she dump me in Shibuya? Yeah. Why did she dump me in Shibuya? Yeah. Why did she dump me in Shibuya? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Went to the Meiji Shrine and I tossed my coin and I clapped my hands. Help me in Brooklyn before we had to board the plane. Now my memories of Japan are just memories of Japan. And there is no trip insurance to compensate my broken heart. Now I'm sitting here in Tokyo. I don't know where I should go. This food makes me fart. Why did she dump me in Shibuya? She dumped me in Shibuya, yeah. Why did she dump me in Shibuya? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why did she dump me in Shibuya? Yeah, 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 yeah. Why did she dump me in Shibuya? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why did she dump me in Shibuya?
This song was inspired by a pre-COVID trip to Japan that bass player Bill took with old college punk band Bad Voltage. A high point of that trip being an emotional pilgrimage made to Tower Records in Shibuya. New Yeller are a Japanese indie rock band formed in 2016 in Gowanus, Brooklyn. Their lyrics are often about loss, but set to catchy pop rock tunes.
The band released their first album, Pandora's Regrets, in 2018, and several singles in 2020.
I like this song. It has like the classic rock and roll feel, and I like the lyrics, more of the creative and fun side.
Admittedly, I haven't heard of New Yeller before, but the song was really interesting when I listened to it. I agree, it definitely is like a rock and roll feel type of song. So it was actually a bit unexpected because actually, just judging from their title, Why Did She Dump Me in Shibuya, I had no idea what to expect before I listened to the song.
Anyway, I wish I could go back to Japan. It's been a while.
Same. I know. I think, you know, it's one of the first trips I want to take when we can travel safely again.
I hope the pandemic really ends gradually this year without any more surprises.
If anything, I feel like I've just been constantly reminded of how important it is to stay healthy.
And that wraps up this week's episode of Japan Top 10 Countdown. And speaking of wrappings and gifts, do you have a Valentine this Valentine's Day? Because if not, Haru and Shana are joining together to talk about Hitori or singles culture in Japan. And that will be airing in a week from now. And that's it. See you again for another episode of Japan Top 10 Countdown. This is me, Kirby, and with me,
Christine.
Bye.
Stay safe, everyone.